This is Earth and Sky. Kay Behrensmeyer is a paleoecologist at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C.
And every year for the past 27 years, she's scoured Kenya's Amboseli National Park for remains of the dead.
And sometimes we knew that the lion had killed a wildebeest, and we went to that place and marked the wildebeest bones with photographs and drill holes, and then we'd go back the next year and see what had happened in the next year. And some of them, even after 27 years, there's still little bits and pieces to be found. Mostly they've disintegrated or been trampled to powder, but some of them have actually been incorporated into the soil and look like they're going to start becoming fossils.
Behrensmeyer's work is to reconstruct ancient ecosystems. In Kenya, for example, lions leave lots of bones lying around, while hyenas devour their prey, bones and all. She's observed that populations of hyenas and lions change dramatically over just a few years. So the number of bones available to make it into the fossil record varies.
She says it's a cautionary tale. If you reconstruct a moment in time from the fossil record, you can't assume that's the way things were a few decades later. Come to earthsky.org for more on this. Special thanks today to TexasNonprofits.org, a project of the Beretta Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.